Okay, we learned yesterday there are three different types of bread that is called pasta b'kisnin. All depends on what is the translation of the word kisnin. Kisnin either means, according to the Aruch, it means yovesh. It is an Aramaic word which means dry. Okay, just give me 1 second. Which basically means pretzels, bread, flour, and water. You can add some of the other ingredients. You can add salt, you can add some flavoring, whatever you want. But as long as you have flour and liquid, which turns it into a dough. And the way it's baked is the result is hard matzah. Matzah is really pas habobi kisnin. You make a mezonos. Why do we make a hamotzi on matzah? Because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah lel Pesach. And the fact that Torah gave v'chashivos of it being a matzah shel mitzvah, the whole year round we make a hamotzi lechem in aretz on matzah. If not for the fact that the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa once a year to eat matzah, there would not even be a havamina on matzah. You would always make a borei mina mezonos and al hamichya. And in fact, the Sfaradim do that the whole year round, except for Lel Pesach. We Ashkenazim hold that since the Lel Pesach, it's choshev, the Torah upgraded this into the bread which we're going to eat. So for the whole year round, matzah is exceptional. We make a hamotzi and we make a birchas hamazon. But really, according to the parish of the Aruch, matzah is the perfect example of pas habab kisnin. It's hard bread, and therefore you should make a mezonos. And mina afkamina, pretzels. We make a mezonos and pretzels like the Aruch. We make a mezonos on flatbreads, because flatbreads does not look like matzah. What? For matzah? Of course.
So it's a mezonos, you have to wash.
If it's mezonos, you do not need to wash. Anytime you make a mezonos, you do not need to wash.
So
if
you can have a meal with a mezonos during the year and you don't wash for the meal?
No, if you have a meal, let's not go there yet. Let's talk about a snack. Let's talk now just snacks. I don't want to talk about meals yet. Look, meals is a separate topic. Let's talk about what you want to go eat. You want to eat a pretzel. You go on the airplane, they give you pretzels. Okay, pretzels. You go buy some pretzels in the store. What?
The big bread, no.
Oh no! The big pretzels might actually be
regular bread.
Make a hamotzi. Let's not talk about that for the moment. Let's just talk about, we have only very limited time to have very few things. Let's say regular pretzels, regular hard pretzels. Okay, whatever you go, you know what I'm talking about. They give you a little snack on the airplane of pretzels. What bracha do you make on pretzels? It's flour and water. You should really make a hamotzi lechem in aretz. Why not? Chazal have said, this is called what's called pasta b'kisnin. Kisnin, according to Earth, it's hard. If it's hard, we don't view with the same chashivas as regular bread. You make a mezonos and you make an al hamichya. The second parish, this parish of the Rebbeinu Chanano, what is called pasta b'kisnin? It means like apple pie. What is, not the apple pie of today, but you have regular bread, a regular flour and water, nothing added. It's pure as it can be. And in this flour and water, this bread, you fill it up with a very significant amount of fruit, of any type of filling. What? Kiss. Nuts. Pas habab b'kisnin, according to Ben Chanal, kiss means a pocket. The bread is forming a pocket to put something in there. Therefore, what is the ikar and what is the tafel? The apples are the ikar. The filling is the ikar. The bread on the outside just happens to be there so it doesn't fall on the floor. Just the way like an ice cream cone. Like an ice cream cone. The ikar. So the halacha is when you have an ikar and a tafel, what bracha do you make on? You make on the ikar and the tafel. You don't make a bracha. You have herring and bread. And the only reason why I'm eating the bread is in order that the herring should not be too stinging, too harsh. You make a shahakal. You don't make a bracha on the bread, period.
So
you don't make a bracha.
Bread?
No, you don't wash the bread. If you don't make a hamotzi on the bread, you don't wash. The bread is just there as to hold the herring. Same thing. You have apple pie, and the crust is flour and water. And you have inside the apples are the ikar, the filling is the ikar. The bread is just there to give it some enhancement. It's a tafel. You don't need it for it. It's called pas, but kiss. Apple pie, we make a mezonos. Then you have the parish of Rashi. Rashi says kis refers to toasted kernels of grain. A toasted kernel of grain, you don't make a mezonos, you make a hardamo or a shahako. So what is impossible to kiss them? When they would eat toasted grain, they would eat it together with cake. Basically, pas abah b'kisen is the pas, the bread, that comes, is eaten together with the toasted kernels. It's cake. What is cake? Mm-hmm. Cake is a dough that's not made with stuffed flour and water. It's flour and eggs, flour and juices and honey. Cake is not bread. There's no one that's going to tell you that cake is bread. Bread is flour and water. Cake is flour and who knows what. Who knew what they put in there? The one thing they didn't put in there too much water, if at all, at any. Either no water or very little water. They put a very...
Pizza.
Very good. 1 second. Let's go. I'm going to come and pizza 1 second. So it's called pas abah b'kisen. And therefore, basically cake. That's what Rashi learned. Cake is something which is you can taste right away that it's not, it's a dvash. It's not the main part of the meal. It's not the flour is not the ikar. What the ikar is, the sweetness is the ikar. And because and this is Rashi, because it's so sweet and so there's so much sweetness and other things, it prevents you, in fact, from eating a lot of it because you'll throw up. It's not healthy to eat too much cake. Bread, you eat a slice of bread, you eat 2 slices of bread. Cake, you're not supposed to be eating more than 1 piece of cake. Eating too much cake, you're in trouble. You know you got to go to, you're addicted. You're in trouble. So adarava, the sweetness of the cake prevents you from eating the flour. Because you put in so much sugar and the sugar is not good for you or it's too sweet, it's going to prevent you from continuing eating too much of this stuff. So you're not going to want to dwell upon the flour that is present in the piece of cake. Those are the 3 different types of pas abah b'kisen. Rashi, basically, it's cake. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's not cake, it's real bread. But the bread is serving as a kiss for filling. We'll call it apple pie. Apple pie today, the crust is really like cake also today. But let's say you have an apple pie that the crust is soft. It's like a bread crust, real bread. And in the bread, you have a lot of apples. That's that bread you would make a mezonos. And the third parish is flatbreads or pretzels. All the Shulchan Aruch paskins like all 3 opinions. Like the Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, and like the Aruch, all 3 of these things are valid interpretations of what it means pas abah b'kisen. And all 3 of these things, you make a borei minei mezuz d'al hamichya when you eat these things as a snack. Now, you ask an excellent question. What about pizza? What about pizza? Is pizza called bread, or is pizza called pas abah b'kisen? Let's go through the different categories. Is it hard? No, it's not. It's not called hard. The bread component of the pizza in halacha, I don't think anyone considers to be called like a flatbread. It's soft. It's soft enough to be in the category of real bread. So therefore, you would so far you can't say it's the orch. Can you say it's going to be like Rabbeinu Hananel? What does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Rabbeinu Hananel says is that it's you have apple pie. And the crust, the outer part is real bread. Is pizza like the Peish of Rabbeinu Hananel? Some want to say yes. Some want to say the reason why you make a mezonos on pizza is because it's the pas habah b'kisnin of Rabbeinu Hananel. What do you want to eat when you eat pizza? There's a stretch to say this. The cheese and the tomatoes. That's what you really enjoy, that cheese, the tomatoes, and the flavoring, and the bread underneath it is just there. It's the kiss. It's just there to hold.
Same question could be a pizza bagel. But isn't a sandwich the same thing? The bread is just there to hold it in place?
So a sandwich in our minds is not. When you eat a sandwich from the perspective of the eater, I need to eat bread. It's healthy to eat a piece of bread every single day. The bread is choshev. And what's inside is a tofel. It's tuna fish, egg salad, it's fish, it's this, it's that. We eat a sandwich, in our minds, the bread is the ikar, and what's inside is the tofel. Pizza, Rabbeinu Hananel. Why am I going into the pizza store? I'm in the mood for some cheese, and some tomatoes, and some spices, and some all other gook, whatever you want to put on top. I can't go eat it. I'm a chazer. I have to have something that's going to keep it in place. So the bread will keep it in place. So this is the pas haba b'kis. Then the kis, the bread is the kis, and the cheese is the ikar of Rabbeinu Chananel. So therefore, we make a mezoina. Therefore, we don't wash. There are major flaws with this. Number one, if that's really the case, you should be making two brachas. You should be making two brachas on pizza. You should make a shahakol on the cheese, if that's really the ikar. And you should be making a mezoinos on the bread. How can we only make one bracha on pizza? We only make one bracha. You never heard someone make two brachas on pizza. You never heard someone make more. You can make three brachas. You can make tomatoes on adama, on the cheese shahakol, and on the mezoinos, on the bread, you should make a mezoinos. You've never heard a person make three brachas on pizza. Why not? Because in the eyes of the world, when you have pizza, the ikar is the bread. It's the bread. And the cheese and the tomatoes, the flavoring. And it's baked together, so it all becomes bottle. You make one bracha, barim ne'mezonos. That obviously is not then called the pasabah b'kisnan of Rabbeinu Chananel. Because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you would then be required to make a shahakol on the cheese. And it could be you would make either no bracha on the bread, or maybe you would make a mezoinos because it's significant, but that does not take away from making the shahakol. The fact that we make a mezoinos is a clear indication that we hold pizza not to be the pasabah b'kisnin of Rabbeinu Chananel, and therefore it's not a pasabah b'kisnin. So we're in trouble. Now, why then do we not make a bracha on pizza? So we're coming really basically on to Rashi. Rashi basically says, anytime you have a dough, and the dough is not pure flour and water, in the dough is mixed, the dough itself is not flour and water, then it's not called bread. Pizza dough, first of all, it's mixed already to a degree with the cheese and the tomatoes. It takes away from the pureness of the dough because it's all baked together. Number two, the very makbid in the bakery to add milk or fruit juices into the dough. Pizza dough is not flour and water. No such thing. Go to all the pizza shops and watch them, ask them what they put into the dough. If pizza dough was flour and water, it would be a very bigger question as how we can be able to make a mezoinos. But pizza dough is not pure flour and water, they add milk into the dough.
Milk. Not everybody, because my daughter is going to milk, so I ask her, not everybody puts in milk.
Okay, some do, some don't, and then they put in other things. Fruit juices. Why? It tastes better, the pizza tastes better. So that basically is what we're relying upon. And the truth is, Rashi really doesn't say this at all, we're out of time. Rashi really doesn't say, according to Rashi, it would appear in order for it to be called possible to kiss, it has to be cake. Cake. Where does it come from, our leniency b'zman hazeh? It's really the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, like none of the above, not like Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Chananel, not like the Aruch. Rambam contradicts himself. We don't have time to go through all the details, so he contradicts himself. According to one tzad in learning the Rambam, it would appear that the Rambam holds that any dough that is not pure flour and water can be qualified as possible by kisne. This, the Rambam lends himself to be interpreted in this fashion. Rashi doesn't. Rashi, pizza, you have to make hamoitzi. Rabbeinu Chananel, you have to make hamoitzi. Aruch hamoitzi. There's no room to budge. Mizonos rolls, according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Aruch, the three opinions that are cited in Shulchan Aruch, there is no room to budge. You have to make a hamoitzi on a mezonos roll and on pizza. Nothing to talk about. Where then do we come to be lenient b'zman hazeh? So it's based on the Beis Yosef, who cites the Rambam, takes note that the Rambam contradicts himself, and elaborates on what the Rambam really means to say, and he gives two interpretations. According to one interpretation of the Rambam, the result of the Rambam's words, which are a bit vague, it would result that any flour that does not have with it pure water is not called a hamoitzi, it's called a mezoinos. The Beis Yosef, though, rejects that being the correct interpretation of the Rambam and goes on to say what the Rambam really means. There's a shita, there's a hagah on the side of Shulchan Aruch called the Das Torah, which accepts what the Beis Yosef rejects in the Rambam. The Beis Yosef rejected this interpretation of the Rambam, but the shita called is called one of the Achrayim we write is called the Das Torah. No, this is a legitimate interpretation of what it means to be called, what it means possible b'kisnin, any flower that does not have pure water. And it is upon this the world relies to make a mezonos on mezonos rolls and to make a bari mene mezonos on pizza, pretty much. All of the modern day poskim who have delved deep into the sugya feel that to rely upon this hagah on the side of the Shulchan Aruch is very irresponsible. It's a very, very minor opinion and is irresponsible. Right, Belsky, we always mentioned yesterday, there's nothing to talk about. You make a hamotzi on mezonos rolls. Rav Herschel Schachter, he holds, one of the biggest poskim today, holds that on pizza, one piece of pizza, you have to make a hamotzi. There's no room to budge. The poskim who have gone through the sugya in depth all come out and say it's shocking, 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 shocking that we can make a mezonos on a mezonos roll and on a piece of pizza. It's true, you want to manipulate the halacha here and there, you'll figure out a way, but it's not. But it's a very, very big chiddush. And he makes a little tzanis here at the end of the morning. He says, I'm finishing right now. Chazal tell us, why does Hashem favor us? Why? Because Hashem says, I told them, only v'yachalto v'savata, only when you're satisfied should you make a birchas hamazon. They make a birchas hamazon on a kezayis. So how could it be today we're violating that halacha? Today we have the vast majority of poskim tell us on mezonos rolls, on pizza, you make a hamotzi. You make a hamotzi. And when you make a hamotzi, Hashem favors you. He gives you favor. And we're looking to get out of that favor by trying to find a legal loophole of kunz not to make a hamotzi, to make a mezonos. The whole reason why Hashem, Yiso Hashem panav eilecha, is because we're looking for excuses to make Birchas HaMazon, not because we're looking for excuses not to make Birchas HaMazon. It goes against the grain of who we are. So therefore, if a person can be machmir, tava yolav bracha. If not, it's tradition to be makel. So that's what it is. You can't hanach lam Yisrael. The kaveya suda. He two slices or three slices. Everyone agrees you have to wash because it's not a snack. No. Then it's Kaviyah Suda, everyone agrees.
That's a meal.
Turn on, it's a snack. One slice.